This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Noah Adams. The death of former President Gerald Ford brought another name to mind, David Hume Kennerly, and his cameras. He was the chief White House photographer in the Ford administration and joins us now. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for asking.
What led to that job? Did you know Gerald Ford?
I actually met him the day Richard Nixon picked him to be the vice president, replacing Spiro Agnew, who had resigned. None of us knew who that person was going to be, so I went up to his office on the Hill early that day. And he said I was wasting my time, but I told him he'd have a nice picture for his wall. Turned out that he was the guy, obviously, selected later that evening by Nixon. And that photograph became my first Time cover and his first Time cover.
You were photographing for Time at that time?
That's correct.
Yes. Did Gerald Ford put any restrictions on your access? I assume he did. He wouldn't let you in all around the clock.
That's not true. I had a full, complete access. I was the night that he became president, I was at his house in Alexandria as an invited guest and was taking some photos. And he asked me to stay after everybody had left, a few other friends that were over. And we sat on the couch in his living room, and he said, "Now, Dave, if you were going to come work for me, how would that? How would you conceive the job?" And I said, "Well, Mr. President," and I'm calling the guy Mr. President. He's only been president for like a few hours. I was pretty awestruck. I was 27 years old. I said, "Mr. President," so there are only two things I would like: total access and the use of Air Force One on the weekends. And he looked at me like, "Well, the access is no problem, but I don't know about the airplane." I said, "Okay, the access, that'll do it." And he called the next day. I was over in the mailroom at Time magazine, and the operator got on the phone and said, "David," he said, "the President Ford is trying to get a hold of you." And I said, "Oh, tell him to call back. I'm busy." And he said, "No, he's on the phone." And so I picked up the phone, and he said, he offered me the job. He said, "Would you like to come work here?" And you know, I got in on everything. I had a top secret clearance. I was in every NSC meeting. The only time he asked me not to come into a meeting was when he was going to fire somebody, and that happened a couple of times, which is intensely personal, and it would be embarrassing to have another person in the room.
Sure.
But he was good for it. He's a man of his word, and he let me into the chicken coop, basically.
I wonder if you were listening. I'm looking online now at the FordLibraryMuseum.gov. And there's one of your shots. President Ford meeting with Deputy Chief of Staff Dick Cheney and Chief of Staff Don Rumsfeld.
They work for me. That was part of my deal.
I see. But they're in the Oval Office with Gerald Ford. Are you listening or are you taking pictures? You can't do the same thing.
Oh, no. You know, of course I heard a lot of discussion, but I was there to take pictures. I've been called the worst source in Washington because I've never really felt obliged nor any reason to tell people what I know or what I've heard. And the relationship with a photographer and his subject basically is what this was, is really important. And we just hit it off. He enjoyed having me around. If you recall, I mean, that whole Nixon period was really pretty off limits behind the scenes to photographers, even his own. Ollie Atkins was on the six and out program, meaning he'd go in, take six frames, they'd have to leave. I was able to, if I wanted to, I could stay in every meeting for as long as I wanted. And I went through the whole presidency with him and resigned the day he left, January 20th, 1977, when Carter became president. I was history.
David Hume Kennerly, he will be the official photographer for the Ford funeral. Thank you for talking with us, sir.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you.